Rhodes University Management and the SRC marched on the municipality this morning over water outages that have practically shut down the university. We speak to the university CFO, Mr. Kamlesh Riga. Welcome, sir.
Hello. Thanks.
How long has the campus been without municipal water supply?
The campus has been without municipal water supply now for around 10 days.
How has the university managed, sir?
So we do have rain tanks, and we do have tanks around the campus, which carry around 5,000 liters each. In our newer buildings, we also do have rainwater harvesting into those tanks. And what we also did was we've got two tankers on campus, and those campers replenished these tanks, and that's how we kept things going. But as you can understand, it's at a considerable inconvenience. It's a considerable cost. At times we have to go to almost the outskirts of Makanda to find that water.
Now, you have had to temporarily suspend part of the academic program. What does that entail, and how likely is that to last?
Okay, we're not sure. We're not sure when the water is going to return, when the impasse between the municipality and the workers will continue. But what we can tell you is that the reason why we closed or why we suspended lectures for today is basically, we've got students that haven't seen to the hygiene needs. And let's be honest, if you go into a lecture not looking presentable, you do feel uncomfortable. And just the ablutions, the ablution facilities around campus, especially in the reses. You must remember we've got 54 reses that range from anything from 25 persons to 120 people in their res. So you can imagine the amount of inconvenience it creates when you just got one or two or just one floor of ablutions that's piped or that have access to potable water. It came to a situation that we realized the impact on the mental health and on the operations in the university, and we decided that the best way forward was to close the university for the day.
What is behind the water shortage or the water supply problems? It's not an actual shortage of water, is it?
So we understand that there is enough bulk water. The problem is getting the water from the into the reservoirs, and then from the reservoirs into the community. We also understand that there's overtime payments that need to be made to staff, and that haven't been done, sir. So basically it's staff not receiving overtime over a period of time, and they've now decided to take some sort of action against that.
How was your delegation received today?
First of all, we need to commend our student body and our SRC. It was their initiative, and we as the support and academic staff of the university supported it 100%. I think it was well accepted under the circumstances by the mayor, speaker, and the municipal manager who addressed us. However, I still think that the urgency of the matter needs to be resolved. And as the SRC said, we need what's the long-term, medium-term, and short-term interventions that are planned. Because, as you know, we've been doing this for the last years.
Have you had any response from the provincial government?
We have been in touch. We have been in touch with the provincial government. The vice chancellor is managing that relationship.
Okay, and what is the next step for the university now?
Well, the next step is to continue with our contingent program. We are hoping that there might be some alleviation to the situation over the weekend, but all we can do is support the students to the best we can, We also have to look after their psychological, physiological needs. So, and then obviously the other thing is that you must remember with your 54 races comes 14 dining halls. And in those 14 dining halls, food is prepared. And what needs a substantial part of that preparation, both in the preparation and in the types of hygiene of utensils of the food itself, and also creates an issue there. So our approach has been to prioritize the different types of amenities we have and make sure that there's water in there. They get the water prioritized, and then and on that basis, we are delivering water through our tankers and bringing rainwater harvest from the petri.
Thank you. That was the CFO of Rhodes University, Mr. Kamlesh Riga, speaking to BizNews. And I am Christine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.